Welcome back. We are up to Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 2, Mishnah 2 of Maseches Trumos. Continuing in our discussion of being able to designate from one thing of produce to take truma for another thing of produce, here's what the Mishnah has to say. Ein tarmin min hatamei al hatahor. So one cannot separate truma from tamei produce for tahor produce, because the Kohen will not even be able to eat the tahor produce. He really has basically no use for it. There's a few uses potentially, or one use, but basically nothing he could do with it. So there's no point in giving it to the Kohen, and so therefore it does not work. Vim taram, but if you did separate truma from tamei produce for this tahor produce, shogig truma, so truma. Then if it was by accident, then the truma is considered a truma. Even if it was tamei, it is considered truma. Umezid lo asaklum, but if he did it on purpose, meaning he knew what he was doing, he understood he was taking it from tamei truma for tahor truma, then this is not going to be effective. He has to take truma again. And the understanding is that the first truma is technically do raisa going to be considered truma. It's from the Torah's perspective, it is truma. But mi derabbanan, they say no. The rabbis say no, it's not. And therefore, you need to take a second one. And the second truma is mi derabbanan. Then says the Mishnah further, v'chein ben Levi shehaya lo meiser tevel. And so too, if you have a Levi who has meiser, and this meiser that he has, that's tevel. Meaning it's meiser rishon, that trumos meiser has not been taken out, right? Every Levi has to take away some of his produce to give to a Kohen. So he has meiser, and he has not given trumos meiser yet from his produce. And it's also its tummy. That there's an afarshim explain. Hayam mafresh alav v'holich. If he separates trumas meiser from it for meiser rishon, that is tahor, right? So he takes what he needs to take away from it for something else that is tahor, and he takes something tummy. That was very confusing. He takes the trumas meiser from it, for meiser rishon that is tahor. And again, this meiser rishon that he's doing with his tummy. Shogig masha asa asoy. And so if it was by accident, then what's done is done. The truma is kosher. Mezid lo asa klum. But if he did it on purpose, then he hasn't done anything. He has to take the trumas meiser again. And again, same idea. Da raisa darabanan. The first is Torah, technically Torah trumas meiser, but he needs to do it again. Mide rabbanan. Then Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, says im haya yodea both batchila afa pishahu shogig lo asaklum. If he at first knew that it was tummy, and then even if he later forgot that it was tummy, so when he separated from truma, it was a mistake. Even then, he hasn't done anything because since he knew at some point, that's not going to be considered a kosher situation. That's Mishnah Beis. Now moving forward to Mishnah Gimel. Continuing in the discussion of the previous Mishnah of things that if someone did mistake, the Chachamim give like a kanas, they punished him in a sense. So it says the Mishnah, Hamat bil kilim b'Shabbos. Let's say someone was tovel kilim, that he had to be tovel on Shabbos. So in such a situation, even though he would want to make these kilim tahor, nonetheless, they are going to be usher to use on Shabbos. You can only use them after Shabbos. Since they can't be done on Shabbos, so they say it's technically it's tahor, but you can only use them once Shabbos is over. Shogig yishtamesh b'hem. If it was a mistake, meaning he didn't realize it was Shabbos, so then he can use the kosher, he can use the kelim. But mezid lo yishtamesh b'hem. But if it was Shabbos itself, then he cannot use it until after Shabbos. Hamayser v'hamavashal b'Shabbos. If someone took meiser or someone cooked food on Shabbos, shogig yochal mezid lo yochal. If it was by mistake, then he can eat this tithes produce or the cooked food. But if he did it knowingly, meaning he realized it was Shabbos and he knew he was usher and he did it anyway, so then he cannot eat it until after Shabbos. Then, Hanotei HaBeShabbos, if someone planted a tree on Shabbos, Shogig Yekayim Mezid Yakor, so if it was by mistake, he can keep the tree in place. But if he did it on purpose, he has to uproot the tree. And then the Mishnah concludes with the case related to that, but not regarding Shabbos, but actually Shemitah. Vashviyas Bein Shogig Bein Mezid Yakor. If someone planted a tree during Shemitah, even if it was by mistake, certainly, if it was on purpose, but even if it was by mistake, he has to uproot the tree. The Chachamim were more machmir when it comes to Shemitah violators, because it's easier and perhaps even more common to violate the Shemitah laws. So therefore, even if it was a mistake, you would have to uproot the tree. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Gimel. God willing, next time I'm going to continue with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.